فضل على الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحامن العظيم الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد والفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن الشياطين ليوحون إلى أوليائهم يجادلوكم وإن أطعتموهم إنكم لمشركون. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل
محمد. My respected sisters and brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to develop a safe and sound defense around ourselves against our enemies, that could be Iblis or that could be his followers. Surah An'am, chapter 6, verse number 121. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ. Those who are followers and friends of shayateen, so these shayateen inspire them, whisper them, or command them to follow Iblis, to follow the commandments of Iblis. Whatever the wish of Iblis is, then maybe jinn, maybe human being, so they are following Iblis in different ways. And actually these people who are following Iblis, they are friends of Iblis, they are followers of Iblis, they are not friends and followers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah says, if you will follow Iblis and his followers, then what will happen? لَيُجَادِلُوكُمْ. So these Iblis and shayateen will command you to have disputes among each other, to have quarrels and fights and arguments among sisters and brothers, community members, husband, wife, parents, children. So different people all the time, they will have arguments and disputes among each other. Why? So everything is coming from Iblis. And people are just following that enemy of mankind. Allah says, وَإِنْ أَعْطَاتُمُوهُمْ, if you will follow these shayateen, إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ, then no doubt you are mushrik, then you are not anymore Muslim or a believer or mu'min, because actually you are follower of Iblis and shayateen, who are enemies of Allah as well as the mankind. So this enemy, open enemy of mankind, Iblis and his follower shayateen, so this is not only one. This Iblis has made his army. And army has lot of weapons. Who are soldiers of Iblis? Number one, shayateen. Iblis is one. But there are many shayateen from jinn, from mankind, who are soldiers of Iblis. Number two, among mankind, those who are following Iblis, so these are apparently human beings. These are children of Adam alayhi salam, but at the same time they are soldiers of Iblis. Number three, those who are sinners. Wo log jo gunah karte hain. Those people who commit sins, they are also soldiers of Iblis. Number four, idolaters. Wo log jo buton ki pooja karte hain. So these idols could be handmade in the form of wood, in the form of soil. So people are making their idols. Sometimes these idols, they are inside us, our desires, and our desires are our gods. Whatever is my desire, I will follow that. If Allah said, don't go behind that desire, I'll say no. So it means my God is then my own desire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His commandment is not my desire. So those people who follow idols, maybe those idols which are made by hand are those idols which are hidden in the thoughts or in the hearts of the people. And the fifth category, those people who are deviated from the right path. They themselves are deviated from the right path. So they are going and following a wrong path. At the same time, they're also inviting and forcing other people to follow the same path. So these are five categories. So even these kind of jinn and human being, shaitan is appointing soldiers. So some of these soldiers are just ordinary soldiers, and some of these are maybe colonel or brigadier or general or head of the army. So there are different departments, and all these soldiers are working on the behalf of Iblis. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
But the most important part, which is forming the army of Iblis, that is, laysa li Iblis wa jundun ashaddu min al-nisa'i wal-ghadab. The most important part of the army, or the most important brigade of, or the group or troop of army of Iblis, that is made by the ladies and those people who are always in anger. Laysa li Iblis wa jundun, none of the group or the army of Iblis is better than these two, min al-nisa, from the ladies, and wal-ghadab, and maybe among ladies or maybe among the gents, those people who are always angry or upset. And while we are angry, we are not people of planning at that time. We are unable to plan well, we are unable to control ourselves, we are unable to control our words. So at that time, whatever shaitan wants, we are doing and following Iblis at that moment. So, is every woman the soldier of Iblis? No. Because woman, that is the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the history, there are great ladies who perform their character, who perform their role, and they change the history. Like Hazrat Zainab al-Kubra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the other ladies, apparently they were captives, they were prisoners, but they changed the history, they made the history. And today the great role of soldiers of Imam Hussain alayhi sallam, if that is with us today, and that is still alive, and that is still changing the people and the hearts of the people, so that is due to these great ladies. So what kind of ladies are soldiers of Iblis? Those ladies who are without any belief. Those ladies who are not mu'mina. Those ladies who are without piety. So those ladies who are perfect in their iman and taqwa, so they are soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muhammad wa ali Muhammad alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
But those ladies who are not mu'mina, who are not pious, so they are acting as soldiers of Iblis. And Iblis is using the ladies like those arrows which are always hitting wherever Iblis want to hit. That is acting according to the will and wish and decision of Iblis. That is the most perfect weapon of Iblis, which is working on the behalf of Iblis. One day Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, who was messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he had a meeting with Iblis and he asked about the weapons of Iblis. Then Iblis replied, none of the weapon is like ladies, and always ladies are keeping me happy, because whatever I want to do, I can do by the use of these ladies. So they are acting as my weapons and they are fulfilling my desires. At the same time, they are helping me to get my aims. Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu he advised us for two things. For the Muslims, for the people, always be scared of this world, this worldly things. That does not mean we should be scared of this earth or anything which is on the earth. Actually, that is the love of world. When people are involved A to Z in the love of materialistic life and they have forgotten Allah and Quran and Islam, at that time they are slaves of this world. So Prophet says, oh the people, be careful of this world which is keeping you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be careful of those ladies who are not pious. And he said, I am always scared of such kind of ladies. So the most important weapon to deviate the Muslims or the believers from the right path, so that is those ladies who are not pious. So if you explore the history, the first fitna and corruption in the history of mankind, so that was in Bani Israel. And what was that? Zulaikha was a woman who tried to deviate the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, from the right path. So, in that part of history, Zulaikha or the other ladies who tried to deviate the messenger of Allah. Even before that, Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam. So, when Iblis was not successful to change the views of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, so Iblis went to Hazrat Hawa, and in that way he got his purpose. So that's why one day Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he had also meeting, because prophets, their spiritual level is very high and they are able to see Iblis or to have meeting. So once Hazrat Musa alayhi salam had meeting with this Iblis, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam asked, how do you deviate the believers from the right path, and what is the special moment when you can change or deviate the believers? At that time Iblis said, whenever one Muslim man and one Muslim woman, or anyone, one man and one woman, they are alone at a place, the third person is me, Iblis, over there. And I will whisper them until I will involve them in the sins. So we should try our best not to have any kind of meeting, even Muslim believers, sisters and brothers. So if there is any opportunity, so then we should try to bring the third person, the fourth person, and then we have to speak. Otherwise, if there is no chance to have anybody else, so we should keep the doors or windows open so that Shaitan should not be able to deviate us from the right path. So, some of the tools which are used by Iblis to deviate the believers from the right path, one is gold, one is silver, and other is currency notes. And then different things, sometimes business of the people, sometimes forms of the people. So there are different things which are available in this world, sometimes musical instruments, sometimes lyrics or songs of these things, sometimes shatranj, sometimes alcohol, sometimes these ladies. So there are different types of tools by which Iblis can deviate the believers from the right path. So what is our duty? How we can control ourselves, or how we can protect ourselves from Iblis and his soldiers? For that, we should know, first of all, who is our enemy and what kind of weapons he is using. So always we should be careful from those kind of weapons. So I told you, so how Hazrat Hawa was able to bring Hazrat Adam alayhi salam out of the paradise. Secondly, Qabil. So Qabil was jealous with his brother, but the actual problem was the wife of Qabil was from jinn and the wife of Habil was from angels. And on this front, they were jealous. Number two, the wife of Qabil was always inspiring Qabil against his brother. And ultimately, that woman changed the mind of Qabil to kill his brother. And next step, that is the wife of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam was one of the Ulil Azm prophet. Thousand years he preached for the religion and he act as messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the wife he had, she was not on the right path. And a lot of problems Hazrat Musa alayhi salam faced due to his wife. Likewise, the wife of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam. Why the people of or the nation or the ummah of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, they were gays? So if you go back and behind the history, then again, this is the wife of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam who deviated that nation. And then angel came, and when the people saw those angels, they thought these are beautiful boys, and they came even into the house of prophet of the time. You know, throughout the history, so people even they are not respecting the respectful house of the prophet. It is not only with Hazrat Ali alayhi salam and with Fatima to Zahra. People enter into the house of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, and then because they want to commit a sin, what did Prophet offer them? Prophet said, oh the people, this is something haram, don't get involved in haram. I am ready to offer my daughters, they can be your wives and you can fulfill their desires, but at least not commit the sin. So where we are living today, these things are legal. Mm-hmm. But we are Muslim. We should be very careful. We have to teach our children. We have to tell them what is right, what is wrong. And Islam is a very easy religion. Very simple religion. Whatever you are doing in your life, 99% whatever is available in the world, what you are doing, that is halal. Only maybe 1% is haram. And there Allah wants to see how obedient we are towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are not happy with 99%. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made 99% things halal. Only 1% is haram. And those 1%, if today people are getting AIDS, the main weapon or main reason of the AIDS is this gazer. So if Allah made something haram, actually that is harmful for us. Maybe alcohol, maybe pork, maybe this gazer. So all these things, these are harmful for the health and physique of the mankind. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. Then maybe people can ask, why then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these things? Because everything has its own benefits. And maybe to test the faith and iman of the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced these things.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
So the next, that is, the she camel of Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, that the person who cut the legs of she camel of Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, his name was Qaddar bin Salif. But why Qaddar done that sin, and then wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came and all that nation was destroyed? So Qaddar was motivated by his wife to cut the legs of she camel of Hazrat Salih alayhi salam. And then all of the ummah faced that problem at that time. Bal'am Ba'ur was another person and who done cuss upon Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, who was the enemy of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. So that person was also motivated by his wife. And just for that, Bal'am Ba'ur and his action, for 40 years, the Ummah of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam with the Prophet, they were wandering in the desert for 40 years. And the main thing was, Prophet was asking them to go ahead to have war with the enemies of Allah, and they were saying, no, you go, when you will get success, then call us and then we will be with you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept them in that desert for 40 years, and most of them died, and their children grown up, and then they were able to follow the Prophet of the time, and they went and they had the war and they got success, and in this way Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and his mission went ahead. Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, those people who have visited Masjid al-Jami in Syria, so Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam shrine is there. So actually Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam was slaughtered over there. And for many, many years, his blood was, people were putting the soil and stone and everything, but still blood was gushing out from that place. And ultimately there was a king whose name was Bakht Nasr, and he came and he killed 70,000 from those people who killed Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, and at the end that blood stopped. But the person who killed Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, he was also motivated from a woman. This history of Islam, Hazrat Hamza alayhi salam, who was also killed in Jang-e Uhud. So who was inspiring to the slave? That was Hind. The Hind wife of Abu Sufyan inspired her slave to go, and she offered herself to go and kill Hazrat Hamza alayhi salam, and then she chewed his liver. Our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the war of Khaybar, he was poisoned by a woman in that war. And our first Imam Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib, Abdurrahman ibn Muljim, he attacked, he killed Imam Ali alayhi salam, but the woman was behind that scene. That was Qutam who inspired Abdurrahman to kill Imam Ali alayhi salam, and then she offered that she will get married with Abdurrahman. Jang-e Jamal, 30,000 Muslims were killed in Jang-e Jamal, the war of Camel in Basra, but that war was led by a woman. and 30,000 Muslims were killed in that war. Imam Hassan alayhi salam was poisoned by a woman, Ja'ada. And Imam Muhammad Taqi alayhi salam, who was just 28 years old, when he was also poisoned by Umm Fazl. And according to different narrations, our 12th Imam will also be poisoned by a woman. So this is a little bit history. What kind of ladies were in the history? And how did they change the history? How were they successful to kill or to remove the divine leaders from the earth or among the people? So always, we human being, 50% or even more than 50% population of this world, that is, they are ladies. So every lady is not acting like this. In the beginning I said, those ladies who are without piety or without iman, or sometimes they are greedy. So apparently Ja'ada, she was a Muslim lady. But what did Muawiyah offer her? He offered money as well as he said, after Imam Hassan alayhi salam, she will get married with Yazid. So he offered both things. Usually these ladies are emotional, are weak in their faith, are getting attracted very soon with different packages. So as believers, we always keep open our eyes. Even those ladies who are faithful ladies, still we should not be weapon of them. Yes, we should have discussion. We can discuss with them different issues. But the ultimate decision should be with the gents. So that we should not get deviated from the right path. So for ordinary things, for household things, maybe they are boss, they can do whatever they want to do. Whenever there is a matter of religion, there is a matter of Islam, there is a matter of iman, and hereafter, at that time, we must be very, very careful to listen to them. It is not necessary whatever they are saying we have to follow. But it is not necessary we have to have war with them. The best thing is, okay, whatever they are saying, we have to listen. And if they are saying good things, we should have analyzing power. If they are saying good things, we can accept. But if you will announce one day, this was your suggestion, I have accepted, maybe next day she will come with 10 other suggestions, and out of 10, 2 will be wrong. So we must be careful. If we are accepting something at that time, what kind of reaction or reflection we are showing against those good suggestions, we should be careful. But this is something we have to keep happy to them. We have to keep peaceful our houses. At the same time, we have to protect our iman and iman of our children and family members. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Illa al-lazina amanu wa amila al-salihat. Wa tawasaw bil-haq wa tawasaw bil-sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka al-hamd. Wadiya al-samawati wal-arb. Wal-jalawli wal-ikram. Rabbil Arbab. وإله كل معلوم وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
طالب امير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
ال فاطمه الزهراء وسيدات النساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
الحسن والحسين سيد شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى حسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحدي
اللهم صل على محمد
اللهم اعز ظهور انه يرانه بعيدا نراه قريبا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي ابواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع اني اليك من الراغبين واطمئن لانعامك انك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقيه عمري في اداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمره ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى اله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم
And one of the best ritual, and that is wajib in Islam, that is a salah, that is prayer, that is namaz. And all those people who are punctual in their prayers, they are usually not get deviated from Iblis. So, being punctual in prayer, that is guarantee of your risk, that is guarantee of your Sirat-e-Mustaqim, that is guarantee of your success here, that is guarantee of your success hereafter. So that's why Prophet said, As-salatu miftahu kulli khair. All kind of khair and the beauty of this world and hereafter, that is hidden in salat. So we should be punctual and we should try to raise the level of our concentration while we are standing for prayers. And while we are praying, one thing we must be very careful, that is awwalul waqt ridwanullah wa wasatul waqt rahmatullah wa akhirul waqt afwullah. If you pray awwal waqt, the sharp time, that is ridwanullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with you. Wa wasatul waqt rahmatullah, maybe if after some time, after 1.5 hours you will pray, maybe Allah will accept because He is Rahim. He is not happy, but because He is Rahim, maybe He will accept. وَآخِرُ الْوَقْتِ عَفْوَ اللَّهِ ہمارے پاس جب کبھی کوئی فقیر آتا ہے مانگنے آتا ہے تو ہم کہتے ہیں بابا جا معاف کر کہتے ہیں تو شاید آخر وقت میں جو لوگ نماز پڑھتے ہیں خدا بھی ایسے کہتا ہوں کہ جاؤ معاف کرو مجھے. So when the people they are praying last time when namaz is going to be qada, so maybe Allah will accept, but that is not making happy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Baqir alayhi salam, he
said,
Man taraka al-jama'ata raghbatan anha. Someone who is without any reason, is not joining namaz-e-jama'at, is not attending, is not participating in namaz-e-jama'at. One jama'at al-muslimin min ghayri illatin fala salata lahu. So maybe people are praying at home, but if they can come and attend namaz-e-jama'at, then they have to attend namaz-e-jama'at. Because the namaz they are praying at home, Imam said, فَلَا صَلَاةَ لَهُ. That salah is not for them. That will not be accepted. So if you don't have time, you have some reason, you are praying at home, okay. But if still you have time, and you are not coming and attending namaz-e-jama'at, then that namaz you are praying at home, that will not be accepted. So I intended to have something about, to tell you about Shakiyat namaz, but now time is not available. Inshallah, we'll do next time and Thursday. Inshallah, tomorrow we will have Majlis-e Arba'een Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and program will begin at 12 with the namaz, and inshallah that will carry on, and inshallah and food will be served at the end, inshallah. Our brother who has accepted, embraced Islam currently, recently, Mark John, and he will also come tomorrow to attend this ceremony and to announce he has embraced Islam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
And inshallah, on Sunday, majlis will be at 7 p.m. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shaniyaka huwal abtar. Allah.